Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from a passage from the Old Testament out of the book of Isaiah and then out of the Gospel of Luke in the New Testament. Out of Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, a familiar passage. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. And his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And then out of the Gospel of Luke chapter 2, beginning at verse 8, we read this. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And the angel of the Lord appeared to them. And the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest. And on earth, peace among those with whom he is pleased. A few years ago, my precious daughter-in-law, Amy, gave me one of those beautiful Dickens Department 56 manger scenes. She loves the Dickens villages, puts them up every year, and she wanted me to have one of the manger scene, which she knew I would love. She was right, of course, and ever since putting it up that Christmas, it has stayed up in my office all year long, every day of every year, available not only for me to see, but others and for my granddaughters, Hannah and Ellie Kate, especially when they were younger, to play with and to rearrange the figurines in the manger. In addition to those you normally find in a manger scene, Mary, Joseph, the baby Jesus in a cradle, angels, shepherds, sheep, palm trees, a star over the manger, wise men and camels, there was a little dog in a yellow chair, with a red stocking cap on his head and a green wreath around its neck from their daddy's play school set of 45 years ago. Hannah put it there that first Christmas, and it stayed there for years. A few years ago, it mysteriously disappeared and now has been replaced with another little dog, also sitting in the yellow chair. At first, the little dog that Hannah put there seemed a bit out of place, and I thought of moving it, but Hannah and Ellie later said no. At least to me, I mean shepherds, sheep, camels, angels, and wise men, but a dog in a red stocking cap on its head? Totally out of place, at least by my normal standards, I thought. But maybe that's because of the way I felt at times in the past. Maybe it's the way we feel at times. Maybe we feel like we don't deserve to come there. We shouldn't be there. We don't feel welcome at the manger. Maybe we feel out of place. Or we know someone who feels that way. Maybe Christmas memories are difficult for you and not much about a baby in a manger. For years and many years after I was married, Christmas was a time for me of mixed feelings. With memories of Christmases past as a child flooding into and interfering with the real joys and reason for Christmas, the reason which I began to embrace as my own after I accepted Christ's love later on in my young adult life. I can remember as a child living with grandparents, then many places with my dad, stepmom, brothers, and sisters, always moving for financial reasons. But I don't remember many good moments around Christmas, and there are some Christmases I don't remember at all. I remember almost dropping out of the fourth school that I had attended in the ninth grade so I could start a career at a local gas station in Virginia. But I don't remember a tree, presents, or where my family was that Christmas day. I can remember working three and more jobs my last 2 years in high school, living on my own, paying room and board, no presents, no Christmases, and no one attending my graduation. Despite all that and more, I realize now that God put a few good friends and mentors in my life to encourage and guide me, and they are still there today. And I definitely, definitely never visited the manger. I was too busy trying to survive. I remember Linda, after we were married, walking on eggshells during those first few years of our marriage, never knowing what might trigger a memory from my past to mess up a Christmas that we had together. And even though memories of Christmases past linger for me today, When I finally allowed the miracle and the majesty of the birth of Christ, which occurred at the manger, into my life, he restored, he began to heal, and he now directs my heart and life. We've all got some past Christmases and times in our lives, difficult and painful to remember. We've all had some difficult moments, done some things we can't seem to forget, are going through some uncertainty and not sure about tomorrow, but Christ calls to us like Isaiah called to us to visit the manger and to embrace afresh and anew the restoring, transforming, and eternal hope which we will find there. My friends, when was the last time you stopped and visited the manger? Not just when we're counting the days to Christmas or on Christmas Day, but at any time during the year. It's the reminder that I needed when I decided to leave the manger scene up all year long, the one that Amy gave me years ago. When was the last time you visited the manger and just stopped and rested there with the baby, with the Savior? That's where we find encouragement and hope and love in the midst of difficulty. That's where we find hope when hope seems so far away. That's where we'll find meaning and direction when the world points to a different way. Each Monday, for these Tuesday morning devotionals, I send an email reminder to you for this call. Later that day, I usually send a text to you. Linda has offered to put together a blast large text to the group to save me some time. But I prefer to take a few hours each Monday evening to text you one on one, one at a time. It's a chance for me to think about you, to remember and to pray for you each week, and to hope for you that you would know how special you are, and during the season especially that you would sense the undercurrent of eternal excitement as we head to the manger. Because there is an undercurrent of excitement, anticipation, and expectation in the world around us, and for good reason. It's what Isaiah whispered to his people long ago. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And I like to remind each of you, one-on-one, one at a time, if I could, to remember that, to believe that, to remember that there is an undercurrent of excitement building in the world for you, in the manger, in the birth of the baby, for you and for me. But it's always been there, not just as we head to Christmas, but also yesterday, today, tonight, tomorrow, and every day, all year long. And sometimes we don't notice it with all the busyness of our days or memories of past Christmases or failures or memories of times when we've come up short or finding ourselves at a crossroads, not knowing how to move on, all of which robs us of the joy and the excitement of where we're really headed, to the manger. Isaiah was saying to those folks way back then, and is saying to us today, don't give up. There is something more coming, something so important, so much more important than anything else. And then Luke writes in his gospel about the moment and when it occurred, when he says, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign for you. You will find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. Wow. It all happened in a lowly manger. But it was a birthplace filled with a love and a hope that transcends all our sorrows, all our memories of heartaches from days in the past, our disappointments, busyness, loneliness, and uncertainties about tomorrow. That's where we're headed, guys, to the manger, toward the hope for all of our lives. It was a majestic moment in a manger over 2,000 years ago, which not only ensures our place in eternity with him, but ensures us that today and every day of our lives, the baby of the manger, the Christ of the cross, and the empty tomb, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, is with us, lifts us, loves us, and will move us into the life we were meant to live. When was the last time you visited the manger? I'm headed there again to join the little dog in the little yellow chair, to look at and reflect on what God did for us all in the manger, in the stable, behind the inn so long ago, telling us in that moment how much he loves us and will always be with us. How about you? It may be a good time to head to the manger again. You belong there. He's waiting for you, expecting you. Go. Merry Christmas, my dear friends. Don't miss the moment. It's time for you and me to visit the manger. It will change more than your perspective. It will change your life forever. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you for this time with these dear friends. I ask your blessing on them. I ask your blessing on their families. I ask the reminder for them of what Isaiah said so many years ago. For unto us is born this day. I ask for the reminder that it happened in the manger, that you came because you love each one of us so much. Help us to embrace that, to live that, to remember that through all the stuff that we confront, through all the stuff that happened that's over now, because you came, can help us with our lives from this day forward. Thanks for what you did. Merry Christmas to all of us, our gift from you. Thank you, Lord. In your Son's precious name we pray, amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.